Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys I know. We're coming up on in his 10th year as a member of our Brain Trust, by the way, folks. And he's the author of the runaway, unbelievable, thermonuclear best-selling book, China Inc., which is still one of the standards for people when they're trying to understand what's going on in China. And then his follow-up to that, which is absolutely outstanding, a wonderful demographic book on the aging of the world, and that's called Shock of Gray. And he's a global thinker, a global reporter, and we're very fortunate to have him sharing his ideas with us for the last 9-plus years. Ted Fishman, welcome back to the show.
Oh, so glad to be with you, Jim, always.
It's good to have you back. So, okay, You have become a student of Southeast Asia, of the Malaysia, Indonesia region of the world, and there's news that you want to tell us about.
Yeah, I think there's important news. You know, we are living at a time when there's lots of crises around the world, and it seems like for Americans looking abroad, maybe the world's falling apart, you know, with what's happening in Russia, Ukraine, Middle East. But as you know, I have a deep connection with Indonesia.
Yep.
And they've just had a huge national election that was intensely competitive, which is a wonderful thing. 12 years ago, it wasn't a democracy at all. And the Election Commission has just announced the result after a lot of nervousness. And it looks like this gentleman, Joko Widodo, is the winner. It's an interesting race because he was kind of an activist, very pro-small business mayor of a small city in Java. Now, a small city in Java is not a small city anywhere else. It has about a million people. Has about a million people. And what he did was he went to all of these micro-enterprises, the people who have push carts and so on in his city, that just lined the street. And it took him 80 town hall meetings with gangsters, corrupt officials, the sellers, everything, to talk them into going into hawker centers, which are these, like, you know, outdoor shopping center type things.
Right.
He got rid of the corrupt element in their business. Their income went up sixfold, and the town started prospering. He was drafted to be governor of Jakarta, the Indonesian capital. He won that race, did a great job there, and then was pushed to run for president. So a real reformer so far, anyway. Running against an old military hand who was associated with the dictatorship,
named
Prabowo, somebody the United States regards as a war criminal, is connected with a lot of the more unsavory classes. And, you know, despite all bringing all that old-fashioned power to bear onto the race, the reformer won. Now, this is interesting for businesses for a lot of reasons.
Wait, Ted.
Yeah.
I just want to stop on that Let's just reflect on it. What a great bit of good news for free markets.
It's astonishing. I think it's astonishing. And
Doesn't this speak to the nature of human beings when they're allowed, when they're given the opportunity to choose being dominated or being self-directed, what human beings will choose?
Yeah, well, and also, you know, there were a lot of reasons to be fearful of the other candidate. Now, of course, the election was close, so there's a lot of people in the world who still do want their dictator. They project their own will to strength onto a strong person. But in the end, you know, it looks like, you know, here the forces of light have won.
Has the other side conceded? Is this accepted now and done deal?
Far from it. There's still a long way to go before peace comes into the market. The other candidate has rejected the election process totally, pulled himself out. So, you know, there's still a possibility for unrest, which can be terrible, as we've seen from
Thailand. Well, Americans, as much problems and challenges as we have here, we still have to work through. Americans should be proud of the Indonesians and wish them the best and be sending our best wishes and thoughts and prayers down to them. Hopefully they can succeed in taking back their country.
Oh, yeah, I think that's right.
Well, Ted, thank you for that report. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what globalization hath wrought. Some of the verdicts have come in on globalization, which has been going on now for some time, and Ted Fishman is just the man to report on that. He'll be back with me after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. Can you tell me?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.